Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News. I'm joined by Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News, Amos Mackey from the Commercial Appeal, Jackson Baker from the Memphis Flyer, and Andy Meek from the Daily News. We start, Amos, with University of Memphis and big changes there in the athletic department and what that means for Memphis generally and the school specifically.
After two brutal football seasons, Larry Porter was fired. R.C. Johnson, the athletic director for 16 years, he will be done this summer. They're going to have to hire a new football coach, and then they're going to have to pick a new athletic director. It's a crucial time for the university. This is probably going to be it. This will be the make or break point for that football program. And they, whoever comes in there has got a tough job ahead. Attendance is awful. The team has been awful. This is a major, major rebuilding job. And this is probably the last real opportunity for them to get it right.
All right, we move on. Bill Dries, the schools and charter schools are tremendous developments there and some resistance and opportunities with what's happened at the school system.
17 second round applications for charter schools in the Memphis City and Shelby County school systems. The countywide school board, on the recommendation of the two superintendents, turned down all of them. Not because they didn't make the mark, all of them met the qualifications, but both school systems are claiming it would impose a financial hardship on them. So they have followed the procedures and are now taking their decision to the state, which is on kind of a fast track. We might have word next month on it, or this month in December, as a matter of fact. But it's up to them to prove the financial hardship, and we'll see what the state says. The state is very interested in charter schools, so this is an uphill battle for both schools.
Well, and it's
systems.
The beginning of a fight to go on, I think, for years now. The 17 schools represent $30 to $40 million in funding that would shift out of the schools directly and into those charter schools. It's a huge, huge story. Jackson Baker, elections. There's a whole lot of people talking about running and already declared.
Yeah, and one very interesting race that's coming up in 2012 is that for General Sessions clerk here in Shelby County. The existing clerk is on suspension, Otis Jackson, who's a Democrat. And to a lot of people's surprise this past week, Sidney Chisholm, the chairman of the Shelby County Commission, also a Democrat, filed against him. And there's a backstory there. There was a lot of pressure from the Democratic Party hierarchy itself to get him in the race because Otis Jackson actually, because of his trouble, symbolizes a recent era in local Democratic history where people like Roscoe Dixon and Catherine Bowers, state legislators, did time, and they're back in circulation, and I think the party wants to make a point. Let's clean house.
All right, and we've got Tamika Hart declaring a run against Stephen Cohen. Morgan Keegan, Andy Meek, what's going on there in just the few seconds we have left?
A prominent investment bank in town is up for sale. Originally, it looked like it was going to be sold to a competitor with overlap, a lot of employees, a lot to go, but now it looks like it's going to die slow death, just, you know, no buyer. We'll see what happens.
And it's not a good thing for
not
the
a good
city.
Thing.
Thanks for joining us. We'll come back some more of these stories next week. Thanks.